This is St. Louis Public Radio. People who have asthma, diabetes, and other long-term illnesses are at higher risk of getting sick or dying from the coronavirus. Some people with chronic conditions and their families are afraid of getting infected and are taking extra precautions to keep themselves safe. As St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports, the pandemic has made life difficult for these families, and some are arguing about what to do.
It's been nearly 2 months since Maryland Heights resident Karen Nickel last held her 2-year-old granddaughter. After the coronavirus began spreading in Missouri, her family decided that her granddaughter could still visit, but Nickel has to watch from the porch or through her window.
She just cries to my son, "I go, Nana, I go, Nana." It's like, oh my God. So they bring her by, but she wants me to hold her. And she wants to, it was the cutest little thing because she put her hand out to mine and said, "Hold hands."
Nickel has lupus, psoriatic arthritis, and fibromyalgia. These conditions weaken her immune system and cause her pain that's so bad sometimes that she can't get out of bed. People like Nickel who have chronic illnesses are afraid of what will happen if they got infected by the coronavirus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention last week reported that 90% of people who've been hospitalized for COVID-19 had at least one underlying condition, especially obesity, diabetes, or asthma. And that's led some families to make some tough decisions to stay safe. Dr. Denise Hooks Anderson at St. Louis University Hospital has important advice for everyone, especially to people who are at high risk of becoming sick.
Stay home, stay home, stay home.
Hooks Anderson says if they do go out, they should wear masks and gloves. And if possible, another person should run their errands. But she knows firsthand how stressful it is for family members who are trying to protect their loved ones. Hooks Anderson has lupus, a disease that causes her immune system to attack healthy tissues in her body.
Well, right now, my husband is a germaphobe, and he gets angry with me when I go to the grocery store. He'd prefer I didn't.
St. Louis resident Lashana Lewis says when she learned that COVID-19 would make it harder for people with respiratory conditions to breathe, she wanted to do everything she could to protect her wife, who has asthma. But when her wife responded with some resistance, Lewis tried to explain where her fears were coming from, since she grew up with a mother who had cancer.
I remember the days of sitting next to somebody in the hospital, hooked up to tubes, and wondering if they were going to come out of whatever it is that they were in. So I'm thinking in my head, you know, what can I do to make sure that we don't get to that situation?
In some families, the person who is at high risk doesn't want to take precautions. St. Louis resident Tammy Merritt has been trying for weeks to convince her son, who has asthma, to come home from Oklahoma.
He's 20 and very stubborn.
Merritt also wanted to protect her fiancé, who has diabetes and is staying with her. She told her son that if he comes home, he'd have to isolate himself in his room for a couple weeks. And he did not take that well.
He told me that, you know, I'm just acting like a child, like everybody else, and overreacting to this. And I was just like, cartoon smoke came out of my ears. I was so angry.
Some families, like Dawn Chapman's in Maryland Heights, are used to being more careful. Her husband has Crohn's disease, and her teenage son has type 1 diabetes. But she says the pandemic has really affected her son.
He gets angry like the neighbors down the street were having a gathering. He just was furious at the window. He's like, why would they do that?
Chapman says it's a lot of work to keep her loved ones safe and talk to them about how to handle a crisis.
I just tell them the truth. Nobody's ever been through this before. This is a global pandemic. We're in new territory now, and we don't know what it looks like on the other side. I said, but you will feel this kind of frustration, maybe not at this level, with all sorts of different things throughout your life.
One day, the pandemic will be over, but the emotional impact it's having on families could last for years. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.